You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hospitals say some surgical equipment at its Bellevue Surgery Center was used without being properly sterilized. Nicole Butcher tells Fox News she almost couldn't believe it when she first read the news.
I read it, and I think I literally gasped out loud and looked at him and was like, oh my gosh!
The hospital has contacted about 12,000 patients after finding the guidelines set by the Centers for Disease Control weren't met. Those patients are being asked to undergo blood tests for HIV and hepatitis, even though the risk is extremely low. Dr. Jeffrey Duchin is an infectious disease specialist in Seattle and says there's likely no reason for serious concern.
It's unlikely that we would find any infections related to this.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A veterans town hall conducted by Senator John McCain in Arizona sees much smaller attendance than the last time McCain did a similar event. The Arizona senator says that's a good thing.
There has been some improvement. You could tell by the tenor of the questions today. The last time we were here, there was white-hot anger.
About 100 people showed up at a library in Phoenix, many of them to talk about issues they continue to face in getting health care from the VA. McCain says the VA has made some improvement in health care. However, he says it still has a long way to go. Veteran Terry Arman says homelessness is a problem.
Where we need to be working, especially for the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, is on homelessness prevention.
A Louisiana man is thankful for the help Texans gave his family after Hurricane Katrina hit 10 years ago. Kevin Boyd spent a week south of Dallas after evacuating Louisiana.
They've helped us work with some of the local restaurants for free meals. And the owners of the hotel at the time, they were wonderful. The people of Texas were great to us.
Around 230,000 people from Louisiana evacuated to Texas during the deadly hurricane. Former Governor Rick Perry ended up asking governors in other states to take on evacuees because of how many were coming to Texas. Kevin Boyd says people in Texas did a lot to help his family when they were evacuated.
The local fire department went and collected some money for us, basically to help us with meals and stuff.
This week marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County begins today with sunny skies and a high near 80 degrees. Northwesterly winds will be between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m. and otherwise mostly clear skies and a low around 54 degrees. Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny skies and a high near 87. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 62 degrees and south winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high near 88 and calm winds southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 64 degrees. Monday, start your work week with partly sunny skies and a high near 88.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline, your host for the show. And it's a great morning, beautiful skies, wonderful temperatures, not too hot, in fact, a little chilly. So it's a great morning to be on the air and talking to all of you because I feel invigorated. And we have a wonderful guest here today. We have Noah Issa, who is one of our volunteers, one of our many volunteers at Hunterdon Helpline. And Noah, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you to you, too.
I've been trying to get Noah on the show because I think it's important. I'm here every Friday morning, Noah, and I'm trying to get people to volunteer. I'm trying to tell people what Hunterdon Helpline does. And as executive director, sometimes that message gets lost because, of course, I'm supposed to say Helpline's wonderful. Of course, I'm supposed to say it's a rewarding experience to be a volunteer for our many different programs and services. But to have you on and say firsthand what it's like to be a volunteer and also what it's like to work for the organization of Hunterdon Helpline, it's a different perspective, and it's not just coming from this paid employee. So I do appreciate it.
Actually, the Hunterdon Helpline is an organization that stands up with people trying to help the seniors and help the homeless and fight for the hunger. And before, too, also they helped me how can I study for my ESL classes and other English courses because I'm not from here and I try to learn a lot. And I find out that Hunterdon Helpline is the organization that help community a lot. And I just decide to come and work and help with Hunterdon Helpline to help other people and my community.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Noah, because you're a great asset to us. And just a little background, Noah is from the Sudan. He is a United States citizen, and he wants to go on to higher education, so he's studying for his GED here. And so he became a student of our literacy services program. That's, I guess, the first time, right, that you heard about Hunterdon Helpline.
Yeah. Also, before I used to get help, tutoring, but I don't know where they came from. And I had one of my tutors, her name is Karen, and she told me that we came from Hunterdon Helpline that would bring us here to help. And I just said, do you think it's okay for me to go and help over there too? And she said, yeah, okay, you can go. And that's why I came over many times to the office and I asked, and thank you for you give me the opportunity to help
well,
the community.
It you know, it's funny because our volunteers thank us, and we owe them so much. We have about 90 volunteers, and we couldn't do the different things we do. We couldn't put on literacy services. Karen is one of our literacy services tutors. Without them, the program wouldn't be in existence. Noah, you volunteer for our telephone reassurance program, which calls seniors every day from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night to make sure that they're okay. Could not do that without our volunteers under the supervision of our staff. And the reason we have volunteers for that is because we are just increasing capacity like crazy, as you know, Noah. People are referring from the hospital, from social services, from friends, neighbors, family. And to keep up with the volume, just the 8 o'clock calls, right, Noah, are increasing.
Yeah.
So we had to actually bring in volunteers, again, under the supervision of our community resource specialists, so that everybody could get in their call. And it's so important. One might say, well, you know, why don't you just spread it out throughout the day? But many of our calls involve medication reminders. And so at 8 o'clock, for instance, we have several of our seniors who must take their medication at that point in time, because again, they're going to take their medication, say, at 1 o'clock and then again at 5 o'clock. So it's important to stay on that regimen, needless to say. So again, we are growing that program in leaps and bounds because the senior population in Hunterdon County is growing. So it's, you know, I sit there with you some mornings while you're making your calls, and you know, we love our seniors because each and every one of them is just like us, different personality, different interests, and so forth. What are some of the first things that you learned about volunteering?
The first thing when I started making calls, I was very shy. I speak like I tried like to raise my voice, but I couldn't because. And you always tell me I raise your voice because they can't hear you.
And some of our seniors, you know, wear hearing aids, are hearing challenged.
Yeah. But now they hear me very well, and they are really nice, and I know most of them. I really like to talk to them, and every time they ask me, hey, Noah, you know, are you going to call me later? Are you going to call me tomorrow? I would say, like, I work in the morning shift, so I'll call you tomorrow morning. They are really nice. I spend time with them. Try like to communicate with them and ask them how they're doing and how's everything going. They're really nice. I didn't see their smiling, but I can feel their smile. They're really happy.
And you know, we just did a survey of our seniors to see, you know, do they like the program? Is there any way we could improve it? And you know, we tried to make the survey friendly and not keep them on the phone too long, but we got a stellar report from them, and I think it was genuine. I think it was real. I think we got a 4.9 out of 5. One of the criticisms was that particular person said, I'm very chatty, and I love to be chatty. And just, you know, one of the people that calls me needs to know that I want more conversation, more chattiness. And she was laughing when she said it, and this person is definitely chatty. But 4.9 out of 5, I think, is pretty darn good. But we do become very friendly with them, and we know their likes, their dislikes. We know what their medical history is. So in case of an emergency, that's what we're there for. We can say, you know what, you don't sound well. You're obviously having an issue, and we can call the emergency responders. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more, but we do have to take a break. So stay with us because this is going to be very interesting. Talk to Noah about his volunteering, but also about his life and the transition to America. So we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, and I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of Hands Across Hunterdon. We've been talking to Noah Issa, who is one of our volunteers, also a literacy services student. Very interesting story. We're gonna stay on the topic, Noah, of volunteering and telephone reassurance for a while before we get to your personal story, which is just absolutely amazing. But I want to tell people out there that Telephone Reassurance, one of our many programs and services for our Division on Seniors and Disability Services, helps seniors age in place. They do not have to leave their home. They have somebody who's connecting with them. Many of our seniors are between the ages 75 and 95, and so it's a struggle sometimes. They have the cognitive ability to stay at home, even if they're suffering through early dementia. But they do need reminders to take their medicine, even to have a meal. We all know that without somebody else in the house, it's often difficult to sit down at that kitchen table and have a meal by yourself. You're more apt to grab something, which we know is not nutritious. Even if they have a lifeline, we are the organization that reminds them to put the batteries in, or to even just turn it on or to put it on. We have one client that every morning we call to make sure that it is in fact hanging around her neck. So a lot of different reminders, Noah. What are some of the things that you remind the clients to do, some of the everyday conversation that you have?
The first thing when I call, I ask for their morning, good morning, how their morning started, and how they slept last night, and how they feel. And I remind them to take their medication, and I remind them they can, to put their lifeline on. Some of them, they use an insulin shot, so I have to remind them too. And sometimes I ask them, they have any plan today, or they going anywhere. And some of them, I know they have cat and dog. I ask them how their cat and how their dog going.
Absolutely. They love when we ask them, because that's their family.
That's how I started the conversation with them. And some of them, they tell me, how the weather outside, and some of them, they said, I'm going to smell the breeze outside. Then I tell them, yeah, it's outside is good. Sometimes it's hot. I tell them, you can stay out inside, so don't go outside if it's hot sometimes.
Absolutely. We do give them warnings on the weather and let them know if it's not safe for them to go out. Just a real connection to the community, I think, too. When we know that something's going on, we impart that information to them. We try to really give them a connection, both even just on a social level. Some of our seniors, again, don't have family or friends, and our conversation with them, that once-a-day call, is the only human interaction that they might be having. Telephone reassurance is just, I love telephone reassurance. We've literally saved lives. We know our clients to the point where if they're having difficulty breathing. We can hear that even over the telephone. We've had clients that we've identified as having a stroke while they're talking to us, and we've had to send over emergency services. But that's all a wonderful, very dramatic part of telephone reassurance. What people don't realize is that social part. Just being asked about the cat or the dog, just being asked if they open the window and smell the fresh air, as you say, Noah, it's a connection, a social connection that is so important to them, and important because it helps both their physical and mental health. Research shows that this is important to us as human beings. We are, I like to say, herd animals, because I have horses. We're just like horses. We would rather be together with each other. And those little bits of conversation that we have, that you have in the mornings and in the afternoons and in the evenings, are so very, very important. And I do feel that the appreciation goes both ways, because it is rewarding, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We're getting something out of it. I mean, it truly, and I also learn so much of, you know, from the seniors, because oftentimes they might say they're making dinner or what have you. What are you making? And the next thing I know, I've got a great recipe. We're sharing that. It's just an incredible program. And anyone listening, you can volunteer like Noah, or if you know someone who would benefit from telephone reassurance, give us a call at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, and we can register you as either a volunteer or a recipient of this service, which, by the way, also benefits the caregivers, because if someone is going to work and they're taking care of mom and dad at home, it's a little difficult to call in every day while they're at work and make sure mom or dad or even their neighbor that they're fond of is taking that medication. So we help the caregivers. We also help the physicians, because so often they write a prescription for medication. And is their patient actually taking that medication? So our reminders for that are very, very important, and important to the physicians who are trying to maintain the client's health. It's a program that we have done for more than a decade, and it's evolved, but we have become friends with so many people through this program. Unfortunately, we just lost somebody, and so it could be a heartbreaking thing as well, but for the most part, it is certainly something that is, as we said, is rewarding on both sides. So, and what about the skills that you're learning? Any skills as a result of volunteering? Because that's also a reward out of it.
Number one, I learned confidence.
Ah.
And
you are much more confident now. Yeah. Not that you weren't confident before, but I expect that it was, again, you know, learning English, you know, developing
communication
and all of that, it does affect your confidence for sure.
And also I learned, like, how people nice they are. And other thing is, like, if we try to help the seniors, someday we will be seniors too.
Absolutely.
So the next generation will help us too. So that's why
I'm getting there a little bit before you know. But you're right.
Yeah, so someday we're going to be seniors, and the other generation will help us too. So that's why we have to help the seniors.
And you and I have had some really interesting conversations about seniors and how different parts of the world take care of their seniors and what's the norm and so forth, and how America has been distancing itself from its seniors more and more, with people taking jobs away from their loved ones and not having that environment where generations are living under one roof. And we've talked about the differences of the Sudan and the United States.
It's a big, really big difference. Especially here in Sudan, you will never find someone's calling you. And only some few of them, if they see you lying in the street, they can try to help you. And but here in America, even you would be home, you call someone, and you get help. And you have people calling you every morning to help you. But over there, it's really different. Even when you go to the hospital, I was in the hospital over there, and the first thing they ask me is like, how is your financial? So they ask
well,
you for...
They kind of do that here too, unfortunately. That is a fact. That is definitely a fact. But they also have social services.
Yeah, they don't have social service, but most of the seniors, they live with their parents. So mm-hmm. when the boy get married, so you take your wife to your mom's house. So that means your wife's helping your mom when she getting old. But we don't have senior homes, and but here they have senior homes, and the people leave their parents' home, but when they're getting old, and they go to have another life for themselves. But over there, it's not like that. And you have sister and brother home. When any one of your brother get married, they bring their wife home. But when the girl get married, so the boy take the girl to their house. So mm-hmm. It's totally different. So that's why we don't have seniors.
That's interesting, because you do still have that under one roof kind of generational family where you've got three or possibly even four, if the grandparents are still alive, of generations with the grandparents, the parents, the children, and then the grandchildren all under the one roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had that to some extent. I guess because the United States has always been more of a you know, again, they say the melting pot, a land of immigration, except for, you know, our Native Americans. And it was going west. It was following the gold rush. It was setting up at different towns and so forth. But we've had that probably within the new immigrants that are coming in all the time, definitely stay together or try to stay together. But when you're the land of opportunity, what that says to people is, well, I don't have to stay in New York with my family. If there's a better job in California, I will, in fact, travel 3,000 miles to do that. It's a very different mindset, and I think that there have been a lot of studies showing that, for instance, for the children, it's not as... it's not as much of a nurturing environment without those other generations there. To grow up as I did with my grandparents present was just amazing to me when I think back on it, and also because I feel terrible that we are not living near my children's grandparents, and now they're gone, so they don't have that same kind of history, nurturing, mentoring that the older generation often gives younger people.
That's true. And also I can say this, like really, America, I've been to so many countries, but I never find country like America. It has so many help. And especially like organizations and like social service, they like to help people a lot, and this is the really great country, and Huntington County is, I think, the best one too.
Well, all our listeners certainly appreciate that. We have maybe strayed from those families of many generations under one roof, we certainly have provided care, as you say, through social services and trying to reach out to those in need and meeting those challenges, which, of course, is the mission of Helpline. And, again, our tagline is your first call for help. It's been the county's information and referral service and linkage to all the other organizations in the county, but also regional organizations and state and federal for 46 years. And we hope to continue along that. We've got our helpline at 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. Our website is www.com. www.helplinehc.org, because there you can see different programs and services in addition to connecting people with the organizations that can best help them, not just our own programs and services. We are open for business 24/7, 365 days out of the year, right here in Hunterdon County. We know the faces, not just the names of those who run the other organizations, that we can connect our clients and our callers to for a holistic solution to their challenges. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk to Noah. Again, I promised a very interesting life story of Noah's, and you're definitely going to want to hear this. It's amazing. It's tragic, and yet at the same time, it's hopeful, and we'll be back after these messages.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A community is calling for action against gun violence during a vigil for the two murdered members of a TV news crew in Virginia. A litany was recited outside the studios of WDBJ in Roanoke Thursday night.
We remember Allison Parker and Adam Ward.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring said the pain and loss caused by gun violence has to stop.
We are going to need to come together because no family and no community should have to feel this kind of pain again.
A student is dead following last night's shooting on the campus of Savannah State University in Georgia. School officials say Christopher Starks of the Atlanta area died following an altercation in the student union. Grief counselors will be available at the historically black university today. Americans have an addiction to email. A new study from Adobe has put the obsession into numbers, finding some people spend as much as 30 hours per week sending and receiving email. Outside of work, 70% say they check email while watching TV, and more than 40% admit they take care of email correspondence while they're in the bathroom. This is USA Headline News.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-485-4408. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-485-4408.
And the weather forecast for Hunterdon County. Sunny skies and a high near 80 today. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m. and otherwise mostly clear skies and a low around 54. Saturday, patchy fog again before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, and a high near 87. Saturday evening, partly cloudy skies with a low around 62 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny skies again with a high near 88. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 64. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 88, so we'll be having some summer temperatures again at the start of the work week. Partly cloudy skies in the evening and a low around 64. And I'm back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax with Helpline. And joining us today, if you're just tuning in, is Noah Issa, and he is a volunteer with Hunterdon Helpline, also a literacy services student, and he is a great asset to our telephone reassurance program. He calls our seniors and helps with that program, reaching out to seniors, making sure that they are okay, and we've been talking about that, but Noah, I really want people to hear this amazing story of yours. I think your life has been amazing anyway. Growing up in the Sudan, coming to America, becoming an American citizen, setting goals for yourself, working, learning English, trying to get higher education. I mean, the list goes on and on. Your goals are incredible. And the other part that I don't know if you know this, but everyone who knows you within Hunterdon Helpline and within Literacy Services and, of course, the Telephone Reassurance also is amazed that you don't just have goals for yourself, but you have goals for family and friends who are also here. You are constantly, constantly helping others, constantly giving them advice and information, taking them places. I'm amazed at what you do for other people so that they, too, can be successful here in the United States. And I applaud you. I absolutely applaud you. Your efforts have no limitations. And we need to clone you. We need to have more and more Noahs in the world because you are truly the epitome of giving back or paying forward. You haven't just availed yourself of the opportunity here in the United States. You, as an American citizen, have provided those opportunities to others, too. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
It is amazing. But with all of that, that's an amazing story in and of itself. Here's what I want to impart. Noah, I guess it was last year now, a year and a half ago?
It was on July 19th. That was last year, 2014.
And you decided to take your nephew back to the Sudan. Tell us this heart-wrenching, tragic story that you have, again, lifted yourself up from to make something positive.
I decided to, first when I came here as a migrant, and I became a citizen, and I decided to go back to see my grandma, because my grandma, she's sick, and my auntie too, they're sick, but they still live in the place called Darfur, that's in Western Sudan. And I went with my nephew, and that was on July 5th, I think. And so when we get there, we get to Khartoum, and we stayed there for a couple of days, and we decided to go to Darfur to see my grandma. And we were taking a bus, and suddenly our bus got attacked. And there was my sister, two of my sisters-in-law inside the bus, and these other 8 people. So we were like around 14 people in the bus. And 11 people has been killed. And I got shot on my arm twice, I think. And my nephew, too, he got 2 shot in the bus. And so there's nobody can help us. And we stay there for about 11 hours. So there's no emergency.
Amazing. Just out on the road.
Just in the road.
In a bus full of people who were deceased.
Yep.
Including your sister.
My sister, one of my sisters. And after that, and after 11 hours, there's some people come. And like, there's something I didn't say. They stole my phone. Even someone come to help me, stole my phone. So I have no service. Nobody can help us. No medication, no nothing. So, and no phone. And we just wait until some people come. We call the government. The government didn't come. We call these, like, United Nations, like, army over there. We call them. Nobody tried to come. So after 11 hours, they come and they took us to the hospital. We went to government hospital. And they trying to check on me, and the doctor said, you know, I can't do anything to you. I don't know why, but they didn't do anything. But the good thing is, in Darfur, there is a good community from our ethnic group. They came there, and they took me to another hospital. And I stayed there for about 2 days. But for whole state, they don't even have orthopedic doctor, the bones doctor.
No orthopedic doctor.
No. So after 2 days, I went to Khartoum, and I was in the hospital. And the first thing, they took me to the hospital. One of the doctors, I think, they came there and asked me, how is your financial? But the thing is, when I was there, whatever I have with me, whatever I had, it's all been stolen. I only left with the clothes, with one like t-shirt and the pants, and all my pants. I've been like sleeping with those pants and the shirt for 2 days, and all on it is the blood and whatever it is. And
this is right in the hospital that you're losing. I mean, this isn't, you know, no one else came by on the road and took all your things except for your phone. But this is while you're trying to get help, all your belongings are disappearing.
Yeah. So I stayed there for about 10 days, but I see that my wound is not doing well. It's been infected, and it has so much bacteria on it. So I told the doctor to discharge me, and the doctor said, I can't discharge you. I said, like, you have to discharge me because I got to go. And finally...
Had you received any medical care at that point?
Yeah, but they don't have like medical care as here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know yourself sometimes if you are not from there, or they know you from another place. Even you are Sudanese, but you went somewhere else. They, you know, they won't treat you as someone who's there. And I came here, that was on July 30th, and I went to Hunter, the medical center. And I stayed there for 1 day. The first day, they sent me to Lehigh Valley in Allentown. And that was on August 1st. And I stayed there for 28 days. I got about four surgeries over there. And I got
four surgeries. So
yeah.
You, let's get this straight. Okay. You're shot. You wait 11 hours with, and obviously our viewers can't see what's happened to your arm. 11 hours after being shot, that in and of itself would affect the bacteria, the healing process, etc. You're with your nephew at this point.
Yeah, my nephew, huh?
You finally get to a hospital, and the care is such that you check out because you know that you are not going to get the care you need and could possibly lose the arm.
That's true.
So you get on a plane, come back home to Hunterdon County, and go to Hunterdon Medical Center and say, I've been shot in the Sudan. Could somebody please help me? I mean, I'm laughing, but because it's just so amazing.
Even though when I got to the airport in Egypt, they tell me you can't travel. I said, what do you mean? I have my discharge paper, so I have to go. They said, no. They let me wait for about like 5 minutes, and I can't even stand up because I can't see well, and my arm is hurting me so bad. And the lady
I can't imagine the pain.
When I travel. But the one thing my nephew said after, I will never forget about this. When we're sitting under the trees, and he asked me, hey, uncle, if you die, who would take me to America? And I said, like, there's nothing for me to say because I feel bad. And I told him, don't go with me. But he said, like, he really want to go. He was crying, and he went with me. So, and when we get to the plane, too, because I can't open anything with my arm, and he was opening for me, and he said, do you see we help each other most of the time?
Good
yeah,
kid.
He's really a great person.
And certainly, how old is he?
He just turned 11.
11. So he was 10 when this happened last year.
Yes.
10 years old. He's shot on the bus. He sees people dying around him. 10 years old. He must have been clutching to you, Noah, clutching to you from this tragedy. And yet he could say something so intelligent, so mature, as we'll help each other get out of here.
When I look at him like this, I can see the blood on him, and he didn't even cry.
It's amazing.
He's just watching at me, like looking at me like this, and his eye just open, watching. That's it. He didn't even say anything to me. He didn't even cry or nothing.
Well, we're going to take another break and continue this story, amazing as it is, right after these few messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com. www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon with Hunterdon Helpline. Susan Lax, Executive Director. Noah Issa, Volunteer Extraordinaire. We've been talking about Noah's extraordinary story in the Sudan and how he came back after being shot and injured. But we want to tell you that Hunterdon Helpline, again, 46 years serving Hunterdon County. With our volunteers such as Noah, 90 volunteers helping us put on the programs and services, whether it's support for seniors and persons with disabilities, as our telephone reassurance program is for, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, so many needs out there that we try to help by not only giving of our own programs and services, always free to the client, but by connecting with the other organizations and finding that holistic solution to their challenges. We are for Hunterdon and Somerset County after hours, the phone number, the place to call when they close their offices to provide social services to those in need 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And we also have a direct link after hours with the link, our paratransit transportation here in Hunterdon County, a direct line with the bus drivers when the office of the link is closed to provide the riders with information and also the bus drivers. So we are an integral part of Hunterdon County and providing those services to you to reach us. And Noah's going to help me out here. The phone number is 908-782-4357.
The number again is 908-782-4357.
And if you want a listing of our programs and services in their entirety, whether it's literacy services, programs for seniors, our work connectivity program, our community translation program, visit us on the web at www.helplinehc.org. That's www.helplinehc.org. Again, Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. Our first assist program, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We never shut down, not even during Superstorm Sandy. We can go remote, and we are here to help those in need. So we've been talking about your story, Noah, and it's just, you know, here you planned a little vacation to take your 10-year-old nephew to the Sudan, to Darfur, where your family has resided for generations, and it ends in this tragedy of the bus being attacked, people being killed, including your sister, one of your sisters, and both you and your nephew being shot. And if you're just tuning in, we left this story off where the medical care was just not good enough for you, and you realized that if you didn't get good medical care, you were going to lose your arm.
I would have lost myself because the infection.
Well, that's true, too. That could have gone through your entire body.
Yeah.
Very true. So you put yourself on the plane with your nephew. Again, people, he was 10 years old last year, 10 years old, realizing the gravity of the situation and saying that the two of you are going to take care of yourselves, each other. And you get yourself over to Huntington Medical Center, which it's just mind-blowing. They transfer you to Lehigh Valley, where you're there for 28 days.
Yes.
So what's happened since? Because I know, unfortunately, you've lost some movement in the arm. You go to physical therapy. You're really trying to regain the use of that arm. You have had to stop working. And I know that you're on temporary disability. But I will tell you all who are listening that, again, that doesn't stop Noah. He's volunteering at Helpline. I mean, he's still doing. He's still going. He's still looking for a position that he could do even with limited use of his arm. So what happened after the 28 days at Lehigh? You had four operations, you said?
Yeah. After 28 days, I discharged and I came home. And I stayed a week. After a week, my temperature went high. It was like about 106.7.
Oh, my goodness. So you were running a fever.
Yes.
100 and... Okay, that's life-threatening.
I went to the hospital, and they sent me right away to Lehigh Valley. When I get there in the same night, it went to 107.6. I stayed there for a week, and I came back. And I called again. They called me again for a bone graft. Mm. So I got another surgery for bone graft. So,
Was the fever from an infection? Was it a reaction? What exactly was it from?
The fever was from the infection.
Mm.
It was infection. I think blood infection, something like that. That's why I got into the fever.
Well, you're lucky to have an arm. I mean, again, this is not a visual, but I've seen your arm. I've seen the scarring. I've seen the grafting. And it's amazing that they were able to patch you up. So, again, medically, you're still going through things.
Yeah, I still... I'm going to have surgery very soon, in October, I think. That will be in October 5th.
So it's not over.
It's not over yet.
A year later, and you're still suffering the repercussions of this.
Yes.
So, Noah, I mean, this is just an amazing story, and somebody else would have taken time off, and yet you're volunteering for Huntington Helpline. You're still going to literacy services to improve your education. You're still trying to get your GED so you can go on to college. What makes you tick, so to speak? Anyone else would have said, you know what, I think I'm in a place where I can just rest and relax and get healthy and so forth. But here you are actually still giving back, still working with your friends and families for their needs. Why?
Also, when I went back to get my diploma, I can't get it because I got into the accident. So that's the reason that it make me come back and start from the beginning.
So your diploma from the Sudan, from the school there, so you don't even have access to that.
I can't get it.
So you're basically starting over here.
Yeah. And the other thing that make me help and volunteer and Hunter on Helpline is I'm not working. I stopped working since July 19th. So that's since I got shot, and I said I didn't work anymore. And I used to work in Crate Vault. I was a truck driver. And the federal took my license away. They took the CDL away, but they didn't So from Class A, it changed to Class C or D. Because the doctor can discharge me. I need a medical, like medical certificate to drive a truck. So the doctor can discharge me. They can clear me up to drive. So that's why I can work. And for that reason, I don't want to, you know, sit home doing nothing. I said I have to come to Hunter and Helpline and try to help the community. I'm not doing anything. So, but actually, I like to help the community.
Noah, as I said, other people would take a different approach to this, and well earned, because I'm not so sure if I was shot up, had four surgeries, more surgeries to come, limited use of my arm, if I would drag myself out of the house and go help other people. And my hat is off to you. My heart sings for you and hopes that all your goals are fulfilled. I don't doubt any of them. You are a most industrious person. Like I said, you're a huge asset to Helpline, but you're mostly a huge asset to the community and to everyone that whose lives are touched by the things that you do, and not just at Helpline, like I said. For you to help other immigrants here to get what they need to become successful, you make paying it forward a whole new, put it on a whole new level, and we thank you. Unfortunately, our time is up, and I have to say, Noah, you were nervous about coming on, and I could go another hour with you. So you are going to come back. I think we should talk about your progress, but also talk about some of the things that you're interested in terms of getting a new job and being able to go to school, and how we're going to accomplish that, hopefully together, because, again, whatever Helpline can do to help you succeed, but also because you have become an integral part of our organization, and we are all colleagues, and we, again, appreciate all everything that you do.
Thank you to you. Thank you.
Well, I'm sort of tongue-tied because his story, even when hearing it over and over again, is just inspiring, and I'm overwhelmed. So we have to close. Boomer's World is coming up next. We thank you for tuning in and hope you will come back next week between 10 and 11. Again, thank you and have a wonderful weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A community is calling for action against gun violence during a vigil for the two murdered members of a TV news crew in Virginia. A litany was recited outside the studios of WDBJ in Roanoke Thursday night.
We remember Allison Parker and Adam Ward.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring said the pain and loss caused by gun violence has to stop.
We are going to need to come together because no family and no community should have to feel this kind of pain again.
A student is dead following last night's shooting on the campus of Savannah State University. USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. An expert on sports ethics calls the Tom Brady ruling a big blow for the National Football League and Commissioner Roger Goodell.
It's a real black eye to Goodell and the NFL. Goodell's been trying to establish his authority, but apparently violated aspects of the collective bargaining agreement.
Sports management professor Daniel Rosenberg at Barry University in Miami admits he was mildly surprised that a federal judge tossed out the four-game Deflategate suspension of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Home surveillance video a homeowner turned over to investigators in northern Illinois might help in the hunt for three men suspected of murdering a veteran police officer. Lake County Major Crimes Task Force Commander George Valenko called the video significant. Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joe Glinovitz was fatally shot Tuesday morning. A memorial service for a murdered Houston